This week on The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, we move along in the Psalter, continuing in Psalm 105 and then Psalm 106. He remembered his holy promise. Both we and our fathers have sinned. They put God to the test. Moses stood in the breach and a snare to them. Join me, Pastor Will Wheaton, for The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, your daily 15-minute verse-by-verse Bible study on demand. Listen at thewordendures.org or your favorite podcast provider.
Dear brothers and sisters of our Lord Jesus Christ, on this day the church begins a holy season of prayerful and penitential reflection. Our attention is especially directed to the holy sufferings and death of our Lord Jesus Christ. From ancient times, the season of Lent has been kept as a time of special devotion, self-denial, and humble repentance born of a faithful heart that dwells confidently on His Word and draws from it life and hope. Let us pray that our dear Father in heaven, for the sake of his beloved Son, and in the power of his Holy Spirit, might richly bless this Lenten tide for us, so that we may come to Easter with glad hearts and keep the feast in sincerity and truth. O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
hear us.
God the Father in heaven,
have mercy.
God the Son, Redeemer of the world,
have mercy.
God the Holy Spirit,
have mercy.
Be gracious to us.
Spare us, good Lord.
Be gracious to us. By the mystery of your holy incarnation, by your holy nativity, by your baptism, fasting, and temptation, by your agony and bloody sweat, by your cross and passion, by your precious death and burial, by your glorious resurrection and ascension, and by the coming of the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in all time of our tribulation, in all time of our prosperity, in the hour of death, and in the day of judgment.
Help us, good Lord.
We poor sinners implore you,
hear us, good Lord,
to prosper the preaching of your word, to bless our prayer and meditation, to strengthen and preserve us in the true faith, and to give heart to our sorrow and strength to our repentance.
We implore you to hear us, good Lord.
To draw all to yourself, to bless those who are instructed in the faith, to watch over and console the poor, the sick, the distressed, the lonely, the forsaken, the abandoned, and all who stand in need of our prayers, to give abundant blessing to all works of mercy, and to have mercy on us all.
We implore you to hear us, Lord.
To turn our hearts to you, to turn the hearts of our enemies, persecutors, and slanderers, and graciously to hear our prayers. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. O Christ,
hear us.
O Lord,
have mercy.
O Christ,
have mercy.
O Lord,
have mercy. Amen.
O God, you desire not the death of sinners, but rather that they turn from their wickedness and live. We implore you to have compassion on the frailty of our mortal nature, for we acknowledge that we are dust, and to dust we shall return. Mercifully pardon our sins, that we may obtain the promises you've laid up for those who are repentant. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our help is in the name of the Lord.
We made heaven and earth.
If you, O Lord, kept a record of sins, O Lord, who could stand?
With you there is forgiveness, therefore you are feared.
Since we are gathered to hear God's word, call upon him in prayer and praise, and receive the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. In the fellowship of this altar, let us first consider our unworthiness and confess before God and one another that we have sinned in thought, word, and deed, and that we cannot free ourselves from our sinful condition. Together as his people, let us take refuge in the infinite mercy of God, our Heavenly Father, seeking his grace for the sake of Christ, and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. Almighty God,
have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and lead us to everlasting life. Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you and for your sake, forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
The Old Testament reading for Ash Wednesday is from Joel chapter 2. Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your hearts and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster. Who knows whether he will not turn and relent, and leaving a blessing behind him, a grain offering and a drink offering for the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, consecrate a fast, call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, consecrate the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, even nursing infants. Let the bridegroom leave his room, and the bride her chamber. Between the vestibule and the altar, let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep and say, spare your people, O Lord, and make not your heritage a reproach, a byword among the nations. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Then the Lord became jealous for his land and had pity on his people. The Lord answered and said to his people, behold, I am sending you grain, wine, and oil, and you will be satisfied, and I will no more make you a reproach among the nations. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 6th chapter. Jesus said, beware of practicing your righteousness before other people in order to be seen by them, for then you will have no reward from your Father who is in heaven. Thus, when you give to the needy, sound no trumpet before you, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may be praised by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you give to the needy, do not let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving may be in secret, and your Father, who sees in secret, will reward you. When you pray, you must not be like the hypocrites, for they love to stand and pray in the synagogues and at the street corners, that they may be seen by others. Truly I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, go into your room and shut the door, and pray to your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. And when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites, for they disfigure their faces, that their fasting may be seen by others. Truly, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that your fasting may not be seen by others, but by your Father who is in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroys, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ.
Amen.
You are dust, and to dust you shall return. Those Ash Wednesday words are a stark and humbling reminder, after the glory of Transfiguration last Sunday, that we are all poor, miserable sinners who face death and decay all around us and in us. Like our first parents, we do our best to hide the effects of sin in closets of clothing, to which we add endless care products for skin, hair, teeth, muscles, and joints. Unlike Jesus' transfiguration, which revealed the radiant divine glory of this flesh and blood man, if each of us were to be transfigured today to show the true nature beneath the veneer of these clothes and healthcare products, it would reveal the ugly and devastating effects of sin, especially on our inner thoughts of mind and heart, that we carefully attempt to shield from any public view. But God knows all of that putrid mess, and our family also knows much of it too. Every passing day, every passing decade, our body also reminds us, you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Awareness of this devastating reality of sin's temporal effects, as well as the eternal punishment of hell that our sin merits before our holy God, helps us to welcome the call to repentance and faith in our reading from the prophet Joel, because these divine words are full of compassion and comfort. Yet even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting and weeping and with mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. Keep in mind that this invitation of Yahweh comes after Joel has preached in his prophetic book, God's judgment on Israel, God's judgment on this world in the coming day of the Lord. The first two chapters are filled with it. Judgment is what is heard and deserved, but they also hear the undeserved grace of God. Yet even now, declares Yahweh, return to me with all of your heart, with fasting, with weeping and mourning, and rend your hearts and not your garments. The prophet Joel wonderfully explains Yahweh's own call to return in repentance and faith with the words that immediately follow his quotation of Yahweh. He says, "Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love, and he relents over disaster." These words, so familiar to us as the Lenten verse during the divine service, echo the language of one of the great theophanies of the Bible, found in Exodus 33 and 34, even depicted by Da Vinci on the Sistine Chapel ceiling, where Yahweh shows himself in the form of a man so that Moses can see him, see his backside as he passes by. And listen to what Yahweh says there. "Yahweh, Yahweh, a God merciful and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love and faithfulness, keeping steadfast love for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgressions and sin, but who will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and the children's children to the third and fourth generation." Those words are also very familiar to us because Luther used those very words from Exodus for the close of the commandments. Why should poor, miserable sinners like us, like the man who took Nancy Guthrie, like every other sinner on this earth, return to the Lord with all of our heart? Because unlike every man-made God, Yahweh, the Lord, the one and only God, is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, and abounding in steadfast love. Yes, even for poor, miserable sinners like us, like every sinner of this world. The key word that's found here and many other places in the Old Testament is chesed, translated steadfast love. How do we know that Yahweh abounds in chesed? Well, we have a great track record over centuries of time to see his words and his actions that demonstrate that steadfast love. The same pre-incarnate Son who appeared to Moses, who spoke these very words, is the one who became the incarnate Son, who demonstrated that Yahweh indeed abounds in chesed, in undeserved steadfast love, by becoming, as John wrote in his first epistle, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. How do we know that Yahweh abounds in chesed, in steadfast love? Because this Jesus, who is Yahweh incarnate, demonstrates that undeserved steadfast love to you today, giving you the very body and blood that he gave and poured out for your salvation, giving it to you and with it the forgiveness of all sins, won through his obedience, through his suffering, and through his pouring out of that atoning blood on Golgotha. So while there is mention here of fasting, of weeping, of mourning, the focus is especially on what is going on inside of us, inside of man, expressed with that language of heart. Return with all of your heart. Rend your heart, not your garments. As Jesus said in our gospel lesson, where your treasure is, there your heart is also. The prophets and the Apostle Paul also state that the Lord desires a change or a circumcision, a very vivid image, a circumcision of the heart, not merely outward bodily circumcision. Why this focus on the heart? Because the meaning of repentance is not solely sorrow for sin, but primarily the strengthening and renewal or the coming to faith. Every call to repentance is a call to believe in the mercy, the steadfast love of God demonstrated in Jesus, especially in his crucifixion as a payment for that sin. Where faith in Christ is renewed and strengthened, prayer, fervent prayer, works of mercy, all those things that Jesus spoke about in our gospel lesson will follow. The heart image is almost ubiquitous in our culture, isn't it? Some of you have been watching the Olympics. How many times do you see that heart image? What does the Lenten image in our text today of returning with all of your heart, of rendering your heart, of rending your heart, or the prophetic image of circumcising your heart mean for us this day? Thomas Kingo, the writer of a Lenten hymn, captures the meaning of this heart imagery well for us as we begin this Lenten journey. And he wrote, "On my heart imprint your image, blessed Jesus, King of grace, that life's riches, cares, and pleasures never may your work erase. Let the clear inscription be, Jesus crucified for me is my life, my hope's foundation, and my glory and salvation. In the name of Jesus, amen." The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, O Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Everlasting God, for the countless blessings you so freely bestow on us and all creation. Above all, we give thanks for your boundless love shown to us when you sent your only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, into our flesh and laid on him our sin, giving him into death that we might not die eternally, because he is now risen from the dead and lives and reigns to all eternity. All who believe in him will overcome sin and death and will rise again to new life. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, Abraham prepared to offer his son Isaac as a sacrifice on the mountain. Yet in mercy you provided a ram as a substitute. We give you thanks that on Calvary you spared not your only son, but sent him to offer his life as a ransom for many. As we eat and drink his body and blood, grant us, like Abraham our father, to trust in your promise now fulfilled in Christ, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Hear us as we pray in his name and as he has taught us. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission, forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.
Thank you.
body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul unto life everlasting. Depart in peace.
Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Let us bless the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace.
Amen.